So before we get started, let's talk about the Amazon Influencer Program, where they select people and shows who they feel are influential. I actually got my own page at Amazon at amazon.com/shop/CaitlinBristow with all of my favorite products. I'll be updating the page and including product we talk about on the podcast. I know you guys all wanted to know about my wine fridge. I was showing it off on Instagram stories the other night. I threw that on my Amazon wish list, so you can see it on there. I may even get a small kickback from Amazon for any purchases you make after accessing that site, and it costs you absolutely nothing extra to use. The link again is amazon.com/shop/CaitlinBristow. What's easier than shopping with Amazon? If you ask me, nothing really. Stay tuned to hear more special offers from my sponsors.
Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls
and gents
can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs,
taboo topics,
unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Okay, everybody, welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. I'm back in Nashville. I wrote my notes, back in Nashville, y'all. And I'm like, no, Caitlin, you're still Canadian. You can't say y'all. Even I've only been here for 2 years. I can't say it. Back in Nashville, eh?
Eh?
Eh? Yeah. Okay, so my guest, however, is very worthy of saying y'all. She's from Nashville, Tennessee, and just won The Voice Season 13 on NBC with Team Blake. Please welcome to the studio, Chloe Kohansky. Did I say your name right? Kohansky.
You did, yes.
I heard somebody was like Kohansky, and I was like, oh, maybe that's the way they say it?
I think a long time ago, it was probably said a lot fancier.
Right.
And then now we're just like,
Kohansky.
Kohansky.
Kohansky. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What an accomplishment. I was listening to your music on the way here. You have a new fan in me.
Wow.
I honestly was like, I'll get into your voice in a bit, but I find myself a bit of a like chameleon with music. Like I'll listen to country and I'll be like, yeehaw. Yeah. And then yeah. I was listening to Cardi B also on the way here. And wow. I was like super gangster in
yeah.
my Jeep.
Yeah.
Like really gangster.
Yes. I also love Cardi B.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Mm. It feels so wrong not drinking wine right now. I drink wine on every single podcast.
Wait.
Every single time without fail, I have had wine.
Wow.
This is the first time, but I am feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah.
Plus, I usually do dry January.
Oh, okay.
Which is stupid.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? Why?
It's just stupid. I think it's like the holidays that makes me feel better about life.
Yeah,
but,
oh, for sure.
People are probably going to assume I'm pregnant now because I'm not drinking, because it takes a lot for me to not have wine on a podcast. But anyways, whatever. So being from Nashville, did you ever do the honky tonk thing? Did you ever sing at honky tonks?
No.
No.
I've never sang at a honky tonk. Actually, I just went to a honky tonk for the first time
come on now.
Like 5 months ago.
What?
Tootsie's is what it was. I was like, what is this? Tootsie's, I want to go in. And actually, now I want to go into more because it was very cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Oh, Tootsie's was my jam.
Really?
Yeah. I can't wait. You're from Nashville, and that was your first time going to a honky tonk?
Yeah, because I was raised a little bit outside of Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where, you know, the cities where people
there.
Live.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I lived there, grew up there, and then I only got into music about 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I don't sing country.
Yeah.
Therefore,
right. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. The venues, the honky tonk venues aren't looking for me to play there, you know? So I've never been asked to be on a bill at a honky tonk, or I've never asked, and it's kind of just
right.
One of those
I guess
things.
That makes sense because you, I like how you classify yourself like a psychedelic rock.
Yeah.
Is that what it?
Yeah. And I think more towards the end of the show, it got less 70s and more 80s.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually super into because I feel like the 80s are back full force right now.
I agree.
I think those songs need to be alive. Like,
I
People
totally
need to be singing that music.
I was really impressed by your style and your song choices just
Thank
because
you.
I'm like, hey, you're 20, you just turned 24?
Just turned 24.
You had a birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So I was really impressed because you were picking these badass, old school, mature songs, but your voice works so well with
Thank
that
you.
Style that, I was just overall so impressed with you.
Thank you.
So that's, okay. I just have so many questions. I want to steal your voice, but even your speaking voice, I was saying before we started the podcast, I'm like, God, I just want you to talk me to sleep.
Yes.
And wake me up.
I did an interview early this morning and the guy picked up the phone. I was like, hey, man, how's it going? He was like, oh, you got the flu everyone's got. I was like, nope, this is just how I sound every day.
That's amazing.
Let me live.
Hey,
please.
People, you're like, you know, Friends, when Phoebe wants to sound sick,
yeah,
and she tries really hard to catch people's colds because she wants to sound that raspy, sick sound. So you're killing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just have that naturally. Phoebe would be jealous.
Also, I always wanted to be Phoebe in Friends. That's like the one, like when you take the quiz, answer the questions to get to be like Phoebe.
Really?
And then I'm like, it's me.
You're like, oh my God, I'm totally Phoebe. That's so funny. Who would I be? I'd be like Ross.
I'd be Joey. I feel like really though.
I feel like Ross is such a spaz. He's my favorite character of Friends. And I feel like that's an unpopular opinion.
Yeah. But he's kind of slept on.
Yeah, I agree. He's underrated and he's actually hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, where was I? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, okay, we'll get to my confession and you'll understand why I'm such a mess right now. Yes, feels wrong not drinking wine. That's what I was saying. Okay, so I was naturally stalking you, doing my research on YouTube.
Okay.
I've already pumped your tires enough about your badass voice, but I love watching The Voice. I never have time to like sit down and watch full season, but I always watch In and Out or whatever because I love watching it. But YouTubing you made me want to go back and watch your season. Love your vibe. Love your stage presence.
Thank you.
Really confident up there, especially for 23 at the time.
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
Thank you.
Okay, you just turned 24. You had a birthday. What did you do?
So we were actually, me and my boyfriend went to New York and visited with friends. And so on my birthday, what did we do? We just had like a good old-fashioned hang at someone's place and just, you know, had drinks, had good food, just hung out.
That's
we all like, it's a really cool group of friends because it's like in the movies when you think like, oh, no one's friends are really like that.
Yeah.
But these people actually are. And they're like, we all like dance. Like we'll put on a song and actually everyone gets up and like dances. And
wait, can I be your new friend?
Yes, absolutely. You're invited
cool.
to the next hang.
Cool, thanks.
So we've been hanging out here in Nashville, but then everyone's been like kind of migrating to New York.
Right.
So we went there and just had like a old-fashioned hang. It was awesome.
That's amazing. In New York?
Yes.
That's where I just was for the past 2 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was very Christmassy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I love to do on birthdays or, like, New Year's even. We just, Sean, we actually went to Sean's friend's house, had, like, a couple drinks, ended up watching a couple episodes of Lost. And then we went home before midnight, got into our pajamas, and watched the ball drop with his dad.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very romantic.
I love that, though.
Crazy night. Crazy night. But that's what I love to do. So I'm going to get into confessions, but now I'm like, well, that sounds pretty chill.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you for some crazy confessions on your 24th birthday.
Oh, dang. I don't really think there was anything that crazy, honestly. We were going to do karaoke.
Yeah.
Because the truth is that I've never done karaoke.
Come on now.
And I feel like I sang songs on the show that were like everyone's go-to karaoke, like time after time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
Total
good.
Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I've never done it. So
wow.
I was trying to get everyone to go out to do karaoke. But you know, once you're in, it's so cold out there.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, please don't make me go outside.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
We'll stay here.
But that's, okay, you know what? There's a reason you've never done karaoke. Because if you did, everyone would just leave. They'd be like, well, I'm not going to get up after that. Like, there's no way.
We'd have to do one of those private rooms.
You definitely have to do a private room.
Not like a public thing.
Are all of your friends and boyfriend, are they singers too?
Well, some of them are.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I think all of them can like carry a tune. So it would have been a really fun night. And it would have been a lot of rap too, which that's probably what I would have done.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
Not to say like to make it fair. It's not a competition, but like I would have done something not my
your
genre.
Stuff.
That's what makes it fun.
Totally.
You know? So I would have done like
true.
R&B or like rap or something.
That's rap is my thing.
Yeah.
But that's my go-to karaoke song is always like My Humps by Fergie.
Wow. Wow, that's a big song.
Yeah.
Do you commit? Like,
I really
commit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I definitely twerk during it, and
dang.
I just really get into it.
Yeah.
It's definitely my go-to. Okay, so do you have any confessions for me? Do you need to confess? Get something off your chest.
Wow, confession. Well, I did... Okay, this is kind of a confession.
Yes.
So, obviously, it was a celebration of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So, there were beverages. There were
of
drinks.
Of course.
There were thingies. Party things.
Party things. Uh-huh.
And it was like a chill night. And then we like, me and my boyfriend go back to, we got like a cool Airbnb or something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we were both hungry. So we had like a pizza in the freezer.
Right.
And wait, actually, I just realized I might be confessing for my boyfriend and not that's for myself. But
that's okay.
Anyway, so he's like, yeah, let's make this pizza. I'm like, yeah, sure. So we like get in bed, lay down. And then I fell asleep, right?
Oh, no.
And so I smell the pizza in my dreams and I'm like thinking about the pizza, but like,
but you're like, this is a normal night.
And then like, I finally like wake myself up as he's eating like the last bite of the whole pizza.
Oh,
it was gone. So
he loved that you fell asleep.
Yeah, he did. He did love it.
He ate it as quietly as possible.
He's probably like cringing right now because he's like, you fell asleep. It's your... No, but I was like, that was our New Year's. That was it.
That's so funny. I thought you were going to say you both fell asleep and you almost burned down your apartment.
See, I don't even know
or
if
house
I can
or wherever you...
I don't even have any confessions.
Oh, you're...
That's... Dang, I thought I would have something.
No, that's... You know what? I do this every week and I'm like, how am I supposed to think of confessions every single week?
Yeah.
It's really hard to think of something.
It is.
That I go back into the archives of like when I was 16 sometimes just to pull out a good confession.
Maybe I should go back.
My confession to you right now, which will explain a lot about how this podcast has been going because words can't come out of my mouth probably. I'm just flying on cold medicine right now.
Wow. So you're doped up right now.
I feel like I didn't eat enough breakfast. I'm on cold medicine. I'm like shaking right now. And like my brain isn't functioning. So the words that are coming out just don't make any sense.
Yeah.
So that's how the rest of this podcast is going to go.
I'm here for
but
it.
But I kind of love it.
Yeah. No, me too.
I feel like people listening know that I'm just like, eh, screw it. Like I'm high on cold meds right now. What are you going to do? If I can't be drunk on wine, I'm going to be high on cold meds.
We're going to get our fix somehow.
We are going to get it somehow. That's so funny. Well, if you think of another confession during the podcast, you can just blurt it out. You know, let it go, girl.
Do you really want a real confession?
Hell yeah.
All right.
I've gotten some crazy ones on here, and I've said some myself.
Okay, well, I do have a confession.
Yes, I'm so happy.
I don't even know if this is really what you're looking for, but
I don't care.
I spent $645 on this coat.
No, you didn't. That's a great confession. It's a beautiful coat.
So now I'm at the point where I feel like I can't take it off.
No, you can't.
Because I have to wear it to justify.
Oh, thank God it's cold in Nashville right
now.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful coat. Describe it to the people.
So it's like faux mink.
Yeah.
And it's helmet laying. And it's like cinched kind of at the wrist. It does a cool fall. It's kind of like, I feel like it's kind of like early 2000s. Ghetto kind of like vibe, like the hood.
Like I feel like Beyonce would
the
wear.
Hood
oh, the
is
hood
like
is everything.
Insane.
Oh
it, like,
yeah.
Doesn't even really like. I can just be like, who am I? You know?
Yeah.
And I put it on, and the guy was like, "It's the last one in the store." And
of
I was
course
like,
it
oh.
is. He's got a box of them in the back.
I know, right? I was like, I know you're lying, but I believe you.
Yeah,
I want to believe.
Just tell me I look good in
He's
it.
Like,
and salt.
You look so good. The
oh
way
yeah.
It hangs on you is perfect. I was like, okay, it's Christmas. Like, I did win the show, so, like, maybe
treat
I can
yourself.
Justify spending. Like, I swear to you, I've never spent this much on an article of clothing for myself, ever.
You deserve to treat yourself right now in life.
Yeah, but it's, like, one of those things where, like, everywhere I go, like, I feel like people know. And so they're like, are you, you're one of those people that buys coats that are, like, so expensive for no reason. And I'm like, yeah.
No, it could go either way. That could be a really expensive coat, or you could find it at, like, a vintage.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, or it could totally be $10.
Yeah.
But it looks like something Beyonce would wear.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. No.
And it was well spent.
I would have never guessed, but now that you say that, I'm, like, appreciating it a lot more.
Okay. So we'll, maybe that's how I'll enter
we'll
a room.
We'll take a pic. Yes, exactly.
My coat was $645.
What's up? We'll take a photo after the podcast.
Okay.
And then we'll use that to promote this podcast, and then people will get the coat.
Yes, I love it.
Because I don't think the picture's going to do it any justice. You have to see it in person.
You do.
It's quite glorious.
Yeah.
I mean, enough about your coat.
But really,
that's a good confession. No, I would. I never spend money on clothes ever. But if I were to spend that would be one of my confessions.
Okay.
Another confession I thought of, just from listening to your voice, I was like, I smoked cigarettes for 7 years, which is so crazy because people who know me wouldn't think that.
Yeah.
I smoked for 7 years, thinking I would get a raspy, sexy voice. I really wasn't ever like hooked on smoking.
Yeah.
Like, it was so easy for me to quit.
See, that's amazing.
Which is unreal.
That's a gift.
I mean, pretty stupid, but a stupid gift. But yeah, it was 7 years, and then I was just like, eh. And it did nothing for my raspy voice.
That's not fair.
It's really not. And I drank scotch on top of it to, you know, I really committed to get it just, you know.
Yeah.
So I've seen some tweets coming in. A lot of you are starting to go to Bright Cellars and get the wine delivery service and realizing how glorious it is. And I'm here to continue to talk about it. You can discover new wines that are delivered directly to you for personal wine bottles sent right to your door each month. All you have to do is a fun 7-question quiz, and it will build your personal flavor profile to find your perfect wine. And if you don't like a certain bottle and you want to replace it, you can just contact your personal wine concierge, and they'll find a replacement for you. You get wines from all around the world, Italy, Spain, Portugal, South America, the best of the best. Listeners using my link can take the quiz and get a preview of the recommended wines for free. So 50% off your first box of wine delivered to your door if you go to brightcellars.com/offthevine. And I'm talking, these are good bottles of wine, okay? They're not like some $4 cheap stuff you buy at the grocery store. These are quality bottles of wine.
I heard an interview that you said you actually lowered your speaking voice and singing voice to be heard.
Yes.
Which I just would love to hear the story behind that. So you, like, your speaking voice before what age? Like, what age did you change your voice to go lower?
I'd say around 19.
Okay. And 19, you really committed 20. To just, like, lowering your voice?
Well, I think, so this is the true story, mm-hmm. is that I was right out of high school. I joined a band. It was all guys. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know a lot because I don't play an instrument. I have a lot of vision. I can hear things. And mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about, but it's hard for me to get my point across. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm like, you know, I feel like who I am now is different, but back then I was very, very, very innocent, mm-hmm. Just extremely kind of naive. And I was like, oh, like my ideas and everything. And I would try to like contribute to like the band conversation or, you know, and then even outside of the band, like just in like different scenarios with like, you know, writing sessions, mm-hmm. and like demo sessions. And I found that my speaking voice was higher. And I was very, like, energetic and kind of, like, bubbly. Mm-hmm. And I could see, like, while I was talking to someone, and it was predominantly men, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
And I was really young at the time. Like, I still think I'm young in the business,
yes.
but I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
And I just could see the disconnect.
Yep.
As soon as I would start to really get, like, passionate about something or, like, want to, like, contribute or have an idea, it was almost like because of who I was as a woman and because of my voice, it wasn't heard. It would get lost somewhere in the conversation. So it started with just being louder.
Mm-hmm.
I would be louder and more, not aggressive, but just like
confident.
Yeah, like speak it. I didn't second
you
guess
meant
myself.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then side note, other confession. So I am an off and on again smoker, which is probably why I have the rasp that I do.
Damn you.
But
damn you.
I've also always had a lower registered singing voice.
Okay.
My talking voice was high, but my singing voice was low. And it's always kind of had the grit to it. So then with the lowering of the voice, the being louder, the smoking, I think I just kind of like developed this like husky kind of tone.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the funny part is that I still talk loud, so I'm working on talking softer. Because when I was on the show, 3 different times I lost my voice completely.
Oh, really?
And I had to go on like total vocal rest for like 3 days. I was on steroids.
Oh, no.
Like just, you know, like prednisone.
Yes,
not
of course.
Anything like,
no,
crazy.
No, no, no,
just,
of
like,
course, of course.
To get through because there was so much inflammation. And, you know, the doctor was like, You've had this like going on for a while. This isn't just because of the show. This is something that you've had for a while. And it was probably around the same time that I actually started like using more force in my voice.
Right.
So it's crazy, but it's kind of like I did it to be heard. And I did it thinking it was the right thing to do. But truthfully, that was other people's problem. That wasn't my problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then now it's like kind of affecting my singing and it's affecting. So now I'm having to learn again, like, okay, wait, I don't have to
yell. Oh, because you're pushing too hard.
Yeah, I was pushing.
Okay.
Because you think about it, you don't have 2 sets of vocal cords. You have 1 set
mm-hmm.
and it's used for all the talking, all the communicating that you do, which anyone knows when you're trying to figure something out, it's easier to do it in person. The most frustrating thing is when you're trying to text someone a vision or an idea and your words are like, I can't even describe it.
Yeah, it doesn't justify
texting.
It. Yeah.
So you use it all day long, and then you have to turn around and sing for hours because, you know, we do a 2-minute song on the live show, but we've been rehearsing for six days.
I was going to ask how. Yeah, that's crazy.
Hours and hours because you have to dry block. You have to, like, make sure. And they want you to go full out all the time so that they can mark. They want to be able to mark what you're going to do in the moment because all those times where I do, like.
That seems unfair.
It is a little bit unfair. It is. But also, it's the business because anybody who's an artist in the real music industry also has to do stuff like this, also has to talk, get their point across, and make records and tour for like 250 days out of the year.
Cutthroat and literally cutting your throat up.
Yeah, literally slicing it.
Wow.
But I'm glad that I learned how to get people to pay attention when I did.
Yep.
But now I'm like, I should not have to do that any longer.
Well, that's a lesson you learned.
Yeah.
And it was also quite the experience that,
right.
You know, and what a crazy world. I do feel like females are making such a...
Oh, big waves.
In the music world in general.
Yes.
Actually, just in the world in general.
The world in general right now.
Which I absolutely love. I feel like you're at a good point in your life to enter that world too, you know?
And it's like, it's the craziest thing, but it's like truly, you know, the success of... Everyone is amazing, all genders, you know, no one. It's like not like it's only supposed to be about women, but it's like when you can notice that it's more successful for women, that's how you know there's kind of been an issue because if it hasn't been a thing until now and now it's like popping off
and they're like,
oh, women. We're like, wait, we've been around as long as you. Yeah. What's going on here?
This shouldn't be celebrated this much.
Yeah,
it should just be
like
normal.
The age of the woman. And I'm like, wait, pretty sure we started this.
That's so true. That's a good point. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have just been here a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know how I'm going to promote this podcast now? Chloe does steroids.
Yeah. Just kidding. She's been roiding out.
just kidding.
Truthfully, though, I was on some roids.
That's wild, though. Like, how long was the filming? How long does the show go on for? I don't even know.
Well, so I did my first, like, over-the-phone interview, like, to see if I was going to be able to do the blind audition back in, like, March.
Of last year. Yeah, of course.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So
2017.
So March, April, May, June, July, August, September is when the show aired for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So that was all the time in between October, November, December won the show.
Okay.
So it's like there was so much pre-actually filming.
Right.
But then while we were filming, it would be like a month and a half, 2 months, and then go back home. Month and a half, 2 months, go back home.
Yeah.
And then we were out there until the end of the
show. Wow. That's crazy. That's got to be hard on anyone's voice. Like,
oh,
even
yeah.
If you're
Everybody
Celine
was going
Dion.
Through something, yeah.
Wow. And what led you to go on The Voice?
So basically, I was playing in town, playing small shows, different venues like The End, Exit In, different things like that. But I was playing to like the same 20 to 30 to 50 people. Every time I played, I was like, wait a second. I'm like hitting a wall. And I remember I was playing this one show and I had a moment where I was like looking out and I was like, yo, is anybody ever going to hear me? Is anybody ever going to see me other than this right here? What do I do? It was like I was at a loss.
Yeah.
I actually had a friend who tried out the season before. He made it, but he didn't make it very far. And he told me, he was like, Chloe, you should do The Voice. And this was like last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't got the voice for that, man.
What?
I literally said that in
a
sentence.
Are you nuts?
And then it's like so crazy. Fast forward. Literally.
You're like, oh, wait, I won.
I mean, honestly, the voice. It still feels weird to say that. I'm like, I can't say, like, I won The Voice normally, but it is kind of crazy.
Yeah, like, you must just, that you're just sitting here being like, okay, I won The Voice. And a few years ago, you thought you didn't even have The Voice.
Yeah, I literally was like, I don't have the voice for that. And he was like, oh, you know.
Yeah, you definitely do. Your version of Landslide made me cry.
Wow.
I get really emotional over music.
Same.
And I was just watching that. I watched a bunch last night, but this morning I had to show Sean your version of Landslide. Yeah. And I tried to talk, like say a sentence about your voice, and I was crying. And I was like, oh, I can't talk. I was like, oh, I'm crying. It's just so powerful.
Wow. Thank you. I mean, the song in itself is
it's my favorite song.
Unreal.
It's my favorite song.
And she wrote that.
Yeah, yeah.
100% her.
Yeah. Wow.
Not even Fleetwood Mac, just Stevie Nicks.
Oh, really?
It's Stevie Nicks. She wrote that song.
That's amazing.
Like, can you imagine Stevie just, like, Nicks. Pulling out a pen and paper, writing the words to Landslide?
No. No. I wrote a song once, and it was about whiskey.
I love you, whiskey.
Yeah, that's actually the title.
That is actually the title. I actually named my first vehicle after Stevie Nicks. I called her Stevie Rips.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stevie Rips?
Yeah.
I love that.
I did. Like I said earlier, your song choices for your age just matched your tone so well I was like, wow, how do you even know those songs?
I know.
I'm like 10 years older than you, but I'm like, how do you know those songs? And that, to me, just shows your appreciation for music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and truthfully, it's so cool because I didn't even realize what I was tapping into, but it's the craziest thing. It's like because of how old I am and just like my like style, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like I've got 12 to 20-year-old to 30-year-old like women who are like, you're sick, you know, like, let's be friends. And then I've got their dads and grandpas
totally.
Who are like on Facebook and they're like, you're the coolest
actually,
thing.
From a marketing standpoint, that's pretty genius of you to pick those songs.
I mean, I didn't just pick them for the show. It's my life. I'm like, I'm willing to do this. This is the kind of music I want to make, like timeless music.
That's so smart. And so you write your own music and stuff too? Do you do that?
Yeah, I write. Typically, when I started writing, it was less rock and more kind of like sad girl, kind of just like soft, almost like Landslide, like that kind of a vibe, like storytelling, kind of more, a little bit more folk. And then when I got into the show, I could have done the folky thing, but I was like, I really feel like there's someone that needs to just like represent like female icons in rock.
I love that you did that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it works so well for you. And I was so pissed when Adam didn't turn around. I'm like,
oh, wow.
What more do you need, Adam?
That was a little weird.
I find that so bizarre. And is that the first time he's ever not turned around for a winner?
I mean,
like, were you like, ah, suck it?
Yeah, right?
That's why I was mind blown that he didn't turn around. Like, that song choice was perfect.
Thank you.
And then that one note that you did totally made me cry. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, it did. You hit this one. No, I can't even remember what it is, but you like used your rasp part and it was just like, I was like, how does he not turn around?
Yeah, when I did Jay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like, what? Were you like, excuse you?
Okay, so the funny story about that song is that there's a part in the beginning where I'm like, listen to the wind blow, watch the sunrise. But in the shadow, damn the dark, damn your lies. That part.
Yeah.
I thought that was my money.
That's the ticket.
I was like, everybody who knows what's up is going to turn, you know?
Yeah.
And then no one turned at that part. And I was like, all right, I'm going home. I just like kept singing.
Really?
I was like, no matter what, I'm just going to finish the song. They told us that 1,000 times.
You commit.
You're going to get really weird in your head because you're going to have moments that you've told yourself they're going to turn around and they won't. And then you're going to freak out. You're going to forget the words. So you got to just stay in the zone. So I was like, okay, I'm in the zone. And then I was like, well, that was my big moment.
Like,
and that note, that big note you're talking about, literally I had tried to do it the day before and it wasn't even there in my voice. It was like, just from the stress, the nerves, I was
of course.
It was like not even there. It was like a whimper, like a sigh.
Yeah.
And the vocal instructor was like, yeah, you know, it's kind of there. Just keep working on it. I'm like, okay, cool. So I just opened my mouth and like, didn't even remember doing this, but I put my arms in the air.
Yeah.
I watched a video.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
And just like let it rip. And then that was when it happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. But were you like, I mean, you can be confident. Were you like, excuse you, Adam?
I was a little bit confused. Yeah. Because my money was actually like, I wanted Miley to turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was thinking Adam was going to turn.
Right.
But I was like, all I need is one person.
Yes.
And so I was like, whether it's Miley or Adam, I don't care. I just got to get on.
Yeah.
And he didn't turn, but Blake and Jennifer did. And I was like, truthfully, Jennifer threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
I was like, I did not expect that at all.
Because she liked your sass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said I had some attitude, which definitely came out later in the season, I feel like. But man, it was kind of weird. I remember calling my family and, well, they were there, but calling my boyfriend and saying like, Adam didn't turn.
Yeah.
He was like, what? And I was like, yeah. Like, what?
That is wild.
It's kind of crazy.
Did he say anything after? Was he like, dang, should have turned?
You want to know confession time, honesty time? I think Adam Levine maybe said one word to me the entire time.
Really?
Yeah, that's the truth. But everyone's really busy with their contestants.
Yeah.
So we don't spend a lot of time just like jabbing.
Right.
But I would have expected something.
You would think he'd just respect the voice.
Yeah.
Your voice. Not, you know what I mean?
The voice.
That's I'm still mad at him for it.
I wish we had a button which, like, every time someone said The Voice, it was like, this is The Voice.
Yeah,
like,
totally. That's what I keep wanting. I'm trying to stop myself from doing that just because I'm like, people probably make that joke to her all the time.
Yeah.
So you ended up going with Miley as your coach. I am, like, obsessed with Miley.
Yeah.
So was she an inspiration to you before even going on the show?
Yeah, for sure.
Because she also has that rasp and, like, grit to her voice.
Well, for me personally, it was less about her music and more about just herself.
Yeah.
I thought she's unapologetically 100% her.
Yeah.
She raps, you know, she did the rap thing for a minute. Then she, like, did the pop thing, did the rock thing for a second early on. And then now she's doing country.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a second.
And people will rip her apart for things. And she's like, well, this is what I want to do. So.
Yeah. It's like she doesn't even really, it's like it doesn't, it just goes over.
Which is amazing.
Goes around her.
Yeah.
And I think that's so inspiring. And just like her style.
Yeah.
Her look, it always changes. She's always evolving. And she's very spunky.
So spunky.
And I can get a little bit too serious and reserved when it comes to music.
Oh, really?
So yeah, as soon as it gets like music related, I'm no jokes. It's like, do or die. For some reason, I make it like it's a battle.
I'm like,
we must figure this out or we can't leave the room. Someone's going to kill us on the outside. No, and that was like foreshadowing with Blake. But that was one of the coolest things about Blake is he would just like make fun of me and like rip me to shreds. And he would be like, why are you acting like this? Like, you need to chill. I'm like,
yeah,
okay, you're right.
He was probably so good for that side of you too.
Oh, amazing. I know we'll probably get to that. But Miley, just, yeah, I loved everything about her personality.
Yeah.
And before you audition, they want you to pick, like, your dream coach.
Oh, okay.
And they really, like, nail it in.
Yeah.
So it got a little bit to the point where I was like, okay, like, y'all are making it sound like I'm, like, a super fan of Miley Cyrus. The truth is I watched Hannah Montana religiously.
Yeah.
Who didn't when that was on? And I love her personality, her style, and the fact that she's not just trapped in one box.
Yeah.
I want to be boxless too. So I wanted to work with Miley, and I'm glad that I was on her team.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I hate when people think you're a super fan of anything. I'm like, no, you just respect who they are and what they're doing.
Yeah, it definitely got that way for a second. I remember watching the first episode and I was like, did I even say that? I don't even remember saying that. What happened was I was actually talking about Stevie Nicks and they cut out one of my things and then added it to I'm obsessed with Miley Cyrus. And I was like, wait a second, what? Like, but I actually did say that whenever I had to pick. I said, I'm going to go with Miley because I'm pretty much obsessed with you.
Yeah.
But meaning it like how girls talk
about things. Oh, I just said it
things.
Too. Yeah, I'm obsessed with Miley.
With you. Yeah. It doesn't mean I'm actually obsessed. Like, I was like, no, people
in a very healthy way.
Yeah. I was like, no, but it all worked out.
It's a healthy obsession.
Yes.
And it's allowed.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, so, gosh, oh my gosh. I honestly want to, like, just, like, slap my head and be like, oh, dude, like, get it out, Caitlin. Like, what is wrong with you? Oh, I shouldn't have taken that medicine. So then, how did you end up with Blake? Only because I didn't watch that part. So, Miley, I don't understand this part of the show, actually.
Okay. So basically, once you make it to the blind, through the blinds, there's 48 of us.
Okay.
And then on each team, there's 12 people.
Okay.
And you go up against someone in a battle round, okay? My battle wasn't even shown on television because it was a really weird song. And it was me, and they put me with this girl who was like one of my really good friends. And we knew there were no steals left, so only one of us was going to be able to make it.
Right.
And it was really emotional. And so after the song, like, we thought we did a really good job, and then the coaches were like, yeah, it was really pitchy, and you guys kind of seemed scared the whole time. And I was like, wow. Somehow made it through that round. My friend Ileana went home, which was really sad.
Yeah.
We're still friends, still talk.
Good.
And the next round is the knockout. So the battle is where two people sing the same song.
Right.
It's like a duet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The knockout is when each person does their own thing.
And then they have to
pick. Only one of you can go through with your coach. So Miley put me up against Ashlyn Kraft, who also made it to the live shows. She made it to the top 10.
Okay.
She's a country singer.
Uh-huh.
But kind of like the rock and roll country, kind of like Gretchen Wilson-y, kind of like a badass.
Mm-hmm.
And also she was like one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up against each other. She did Wanted Dead or Alive, and I did Landslide.
Mm-hmm.
So one was like super rock, like country, like powerhouse. And then I had my small, took my love, took it down. I was like, this isn't even a knockout song. I was nervous.
Wow, really?
I was like, this isn't a knockout. This is like a slow, sad thing. Somehow, you know, I made something out of that. But I lost.
Right.
I lost that round. with landslide.
So Miley gets to pick between the two.
Yeah, so Miley picked Ashlyn.
What? Do you think there's any sort of, like, politics behind it? Like, do you think they knew she was going to do that and so Blake could scoop you? Or do you think it really is in the moment?
You know, there's a lot of, like...
Because it's TV.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about, like...
Because I think you deserve...
Conspiracy theories.
Because you obviously deserve to win the whole thing, and you deserve... So I'm like, I have a hard time believing Miley actually wanted to pick somebody else. But then I'm like, maybe it was. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, some of the things I was thinking were like, I think she knew that if she picked Ashlyn, that she would take Ashlyn to the live shows. Mm-hmm. And country is successful mm-hmm. on The Voice.
Right.
So I think that she was... thinking it was a strategic move.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, the indie rocker chick leaves early yeah, on. Okay. They're like, oh, she's cool.
Yeah, country has a higher success
yeah,
rate
well,
on
country,
that show.
And then gospel.
Okay.
And like more bigger voices.
Okay.
Big notes, like the whistle tones and right. stuff like that. So very often, the indie rocker chick or guy is just gone. Like they're cool for a second and then they just don't make it and everyone's like, cool. So I think that it was a strategy. I think she wanted to pick Ashlyn because she knew country would do well in the live shows. But right. also, I think she let me go because she knew someone would steal me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
Because after she let me go, she came up on stage and hugged me. And then in my ear, she was like, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then like next thing I know, they were like stealing me. And I was like, whoa. So I didn't really have enough time to react. Yeah. I was kind of like, okay, whoa. And then it was over.
Yeah, so she still believed in you, obviously.
Yeah.
So are you guys looking for a yummy alternative to boring old hummus or looking for something a little more interesting to snack on with your favorite wines? Yes. Lantana hummus has you covered. Lantana brings thoughtful and bold flavor combinations to the hummus category with flavors like sriracha carrot, sweet and spicy black bean, edamame with roasted red peppers, and more. Discover Lantana hummus and brighten every day. It pairs perfectly with wine. You can also find Lantana hummus at over 400 grocery retailers nationwide. Look for the hummus with the striped lids in the deli. Go to lantanafoods.com to find Lantana hummus at a grocery store near you and coupons to help you save. Hummus is actually one of my favorite snacks because I feel like I like dipping things, and I feel like with hummus you can just dip carrots, crackers, cookies, vegetables. I don't care. I just like it. Go to lantanafoods.com for more info on flavors, locations, and more.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Do you see the deals on these brands?
Of course you can't. This is a podcast.
But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at Progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself, and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Kelsey Knight from the Lady Gang Podcast. Happy New Year. How are those resolutions holding up? Our resolution to be awesome is going strong, and it's especially evident in our episode this week, which is our live Lady Hang show. So head on over to iTunes or subscribe to us at Podcast One on the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, thanks for all your support and Happy New Year from the Lady Gang.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
I was just in a Broadway show with Josh Kaufman, who won season 11, I think. But he wasn't really their typical kind of person either, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah.
But he's got the coolest voice, too.
Yeah.
So different. That's a cool story, Caitlin. That was it.
No, but I definitely know who he is.
Yeah. Yeah. He's amazing. So then working with Blake, did you get to work with him a lot? Like,
Yes.
I asked Josh that, too, and he
said like kind of, but not as much as he thought.
Yeah.
So you got to work with Blake a lot. Like, you really feel like he helped you through.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that we, like, you know, drank tea together and, like, hung out off camera. No. But I will say the show's been going on for 13 seasons.
Yeah.
He's been on every single one.
Yeah.
The fact that he can even look at me like I'm not just another robot coming through is really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave everybody the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm not the first person that's walked through the doors. So I just kind of was like, yo, I'm going to be chill as long as I can do what I came in here to do. That's great. So right off the bat, that was when I went to Blake. I did time after time. And I came into the room. I said, I want to try to change it. Tried to change it. Didn't work. So then I said, let's just do it like the original. I actually barely asked him any questions. And I just did my own thing. And he loved it.
Oh, really?
And he actually was like, I found out later that he had told some of the production people. He was like, I've never seen that. Like, I've never seen something like that in all 13 seasons of the show.
Really?
Because I just came in, really wasn't fazed by too much.
Yeah.
And I just did my thing and then said thank you and left.
You weren't fazed by the sexiest man alive?
Right? Oh, my gosh. That question. That's one of those questions.
Really? Do
What's
people ask
like
that all the time?
With the sexiest man alive?
Oh, gosh. I just did it.
I know, but it's okay. It really, truly... After that round, I started to, like, see him as, like, Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I get it. Like, I totally get it. He's very charming.
Yeah.
He's, like, almost like a bud. But then it's like, I see what people are saying.
Right.
You know? But then he's also, like, my dad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
That's like Chris Harrison to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Totally. But I get it, you know? And he's so funny. He, like, makes fun of himself being the sexiest
man alive. He seems like he would be a funny guy,
Oh, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, literally just, like, in the most – you know how, like, you have those friends where when they insult you, it feels like a hug?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You almost want them to rip you to shreds?
Yeah, it's like a form of flattery.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know that means that they like you.
Yeah.
That's how Blake was.
Okay, I like
that. So when he, like, made fun or picked or, like, did stuff.
You're like, you like me.
Yeah. I was like, you want to be my friend.
That's funny. I could totally see that. Okay. And then when you were singing, Betty Davis Eyes in that mirror.
Oh, wow.
Were you, like, looking at your reflection just being like, I am a badass biatch and I am singing for, like... like Miley Cyrus right now. Were you just looking at your reflection being like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning of the lives, I said, I'm never going to do – I said this to the person who does choreography for the show. It was Hi-Hat Productions. And Hi-Hat, the leader of this like crew of people who just know what's cool.
Yeah.
She was like – the first week, she was like, would you try walking down these stairs? And I was like, no, I can't do that. It's too much. Like literally I was like, I just like to stand and sing. Then fast forward to the end of the show.
You're like
– I'm like, I want to walk around the whole stage.
I want a mirror.
End the show on my knees. I said that. She was like, what? Who are you? So yeah, she was like, I think the mirror would be amazing. And also my – pants I wore with the vest.
The leather.
I wanted it to be like a menswear, like Madonna kind of moment. I had so much fun. That was my favorite performance ever. I wish I could have started the show with a song like that.
So they really let you have like your vision and pick songs and they really let you be who you wanted to be on the show.
I mean,
I just
tried. I think if you don't try, you will just get told who you are and what you're going to do.
You know what? That's a good point. And good for you for being at your age that you are and knowing what you want.
Yeah.
And you probably grew a lot from that show as well. Like, I always think back to obviously my time on TV and that kind of situation too that I can relate to. And they told me to take out my nose ring and that they wanted to cover up my tattoos on the back of my arms with makeup and that I needed to cut bangs to look a little softer around the face and all these things. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not. I'm not covering up my tattoos. That's so part of who I am.
Right.
I've had a nose ring since I was like 12.
Yeah.
And it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
P.S. I have my nipple pierced too. You want to talk about that?
Whoa. That's
that's
so
a confession.
Sick. That's so sick.
There's my confession.
Wow.
Whoopsies.
Whoopsies.
But yeah, I think that's so great that you knew who you were and that you wanted to stay true to yourself on a show like that who could easily tell you what they want you to be and look like.
Yeah, well, it's like if you want me to be Chloe Kohansky on The Voice, you got to let me be Chloe Kohansky.
Yeah.
I can't like...
And you can play their little game and wear the dress or whatever, you know.
I mean, there were definitely... I mean, that's... Okay, that's probably the biggest lesson learned moving forward is pick and choose your battles.
Yeah.
So the weeks leading up to Betty Davis Eyes, the week leading up to I Want to Know What Love Is with the big hair, the weeks before each of those, I was kind of being a little bit more like, I don't care as much about like the reality outfits, because they put me in some stuff that just like wasn't truly me. But mm-hmm. it wasn't the performance. It was just the behind the scenes stuff. Right. So I wouldn't say anything then. I just let it fly. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, they did my hair with like buns and like things like yeah. that. And I was like, that's kind of not really me. But OK, I pick and choose so that the performances were the big ones.
Yes.
And everything I asked for very respectfully.
Yeah.
But I sent emails to people without being told to send emails. I just did it. Yeah. I just said, hey, I found out that you guys have your creative meeting on Tuesday mornings. So I just wanted to go ahead and send you images for what I'm thinking for next week's song.
Oh, good for you.
And I didn't even make it to the next week yet.
Yeah.
That was just hopeful thinking.
It
was
you're putting it out into the universe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's strategy.
And you know what? I bet they saw that side of you. Well, yeah, that's good, though.
Yeah,
that's,
but with myself, not with others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's great to be competitive yeah. with yourself and want to be better. But they probably saw that in you, you know, that side of where you're like your business.
Yeah.
You're passionate. You're like one step ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And that's probably a big part of it, too, because yeah. you're kind of the whole package when it comes to like a singer.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, thanks.
And then what happens when you win The Voice now? Like, are you under a strict contract?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it makes sense. That's yeah. usually how
but
shows work.
But it's not anything like crazy. Like, I mean, I won the show and then there was like an after party, yeah. rap party, which yeah. was wild.
Wild.
Absolutely wild.
Amazing.
I think at one point I got up and drunk sang Betty Davis Eyes.
Oh, perfect.
There is a video.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, oh, good.
There is video. I have a flower crown on.
Amazing.
And I'm just like, her hair is her logo. Like, I'm like Aww. Doing the whole thing. But so basically there was a party. I did a press tour, kind of radio, different things for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Then I got to come home, spend Christmas with my family.
Yeah.
Went to New York, visited friends. Now next week I go to New York and California wow. and I start recording for hopefully a single that'll hopefully be pushed to radio. So
oh,
it's all like already kind of like starting.
Please let me know anything I can do to help and do that kind of thing. Because, man, do I ever believe in you.
Wow.
I do.
Well, I'm going to stay in here forever. Yeah.
I'm really good at pumping your tires, aren't I?
No, yeah, but it feels so good.
I mean it.
It feels real. Yeah, that's yeah. the thing I can tell.
I really mean it.
Thank
like.
You.
I love listening to different singers, and if I had like an ideal voice, it would be like that raspy, like husky wow. voice that you have. I'd be like, oh, give me that. That's what I want. No, that's so you get to hopefully have a single.
Yes. So basically nowadays, you know, records are obviously so important. My dream is to have like a full length record
because
I've never done one. Mm-hmm. So I would love that. But as far as like getting something quick
mm-hmm.
before we lose momentum,
yes.
it's got to be like one song.
Got to ride that wave.
So we're going to do like a single and then hopefully start working towards recording an album. But I don't know any dates. I haven't even really gone out there yet.
Yeah.
Like I haven't actually done the sign with the photo op. Like,
right.
I haven't done that yet. Because they let me have my holiday, which I was like
That's
eternally
amazing.
Grateful for.
Yeah.
Because we've been doing that for like 10 months
yeah.
doing the show
you
away from
it.
Our family. So
yeah, absolutely. And so what is this Neon Dreams show?
So basically they told us the winner of the season gets the opportunity to be a part of the Vegas show.
Which is what?
It's basically like a voice experience. I haven't been told too much. I read a little bit online about it. But it's basically like a performance. Some of the artists from past seasons, fan favorites, will be doing their songs they did on the show. I think doing new songs, doing songs together. And then there's like this separate thing where you get to come in and kind of experience what it was like
oh.
to be on The Voice. So like the chairs are in there.
Okay.
There's like a thing where you can record your own song. So it's interactive and it's more like an experience, like
oh,
a
okay.
Vegas experience.
That's cool.
I don't really know.
So you get to pick if you want to do that or not?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. No. I think I have to be – I think it's required, but I'm saying I get the opportunity because honestly I think that that would be like a really fun kind of random – like
yeah.
I would love to go to Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would love to meet other people who have gone through this process.
Yeah.
It's almost like a weird brotherhood.
No. Girl, I feel you on that. That's like the weirdest experience that nobody else can relate to.
No one
and
really knows.
Yeah, it's really crazy, and it is you can develop like really good friendships out of this
yes.
because people can relate to exactly
well,
what you've gone through.
And, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even the same for people like in traumatic situations.
Yes.
Like they need that
yeah.
because you've been exactly where I was.
Yeah.
And you need that kind of like consolidation. Like I need to be able to talk to you and like see this. And even like the
it's
whole
therapeutic.
Show,
yeah.
They would pass people would comment on my stuff and be like, oh, like little inside jokes.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what I'm doing right now. This
absolutely.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be cool whether or not that means I'm going out there for like a few dates or I'm going out there for like a few weeks.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So
I guess
go
it'll
with the
all
flow.
Be yeah, it'll all be decided.
So you're going New York, California,
yes.
maybe Vegas.
Oh yeah.
So I thought we could do my favorite segment called Can You Not?
Can you not?
Can you not?
Can you not?
Oh my gosh.
Airport edition. People have been asking for this. I do Can You Nots on like different topics all the
okay.
time. And people really wanted airports, which I can totally go on all day about because I travel all the time.
Yeah.
And people in airports drive me nuts.
Right.
Like, I'm sure everybody feels the same way, just like aggravated by people in airports.
Yes.
But it is the most frustrating thing in the world. I have so many here that I'm like, okay, Caitlin, settle down. Like,
no,
you don't have to be
like,
that
the
angry.
The thing is, if everyone knows it's so frustrating, why aren't we working together to make it
solve
better?
The problem?
It's
I don't
like
know.
No one is willing to do anything different.
I know. And sometimes like one of my can you nots would be like, can you not just crowd the baggage area when the bags aren't even coming out yet? But then I find myself being like, oh, get out of my way.
I know.
I'm on
like
the priority.
Center. Yeah. You're basically on the ramp. That's like moving the bags.
I really am. And I'm like, because I get, I fly so often that I have so many points with Delta.
Yeah.
That I.
Oh, you fly Delta.
Always. Oh, is this.
Interesting.
Really? What do you fly?
I don't even know. Everything.
I just love Delta.
I actually totally know what you mean.
I had one bad experience with Delta, but I've had so many bad experiences
yeah.
with other airlines that I'm like, and I collect points so
yeah.
that it makes sense for me
well,
to always fly Delta.
I need to pick one.
Yeah, you do.
Because
go Delta.
Before, the voice just like decided what flight. So sometimes it was American. United.
No, they decided, but you could tell them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So could. I need to be like only Delta.
Yeah.
I'll
and,
start Delta.
And then you can, and they understand that. They're like,
yeah.
okay, she collects points. That makes sense. And
yeah.
then they'll book you Delta.
Okay.
But my bags come out first because I have so many points with them now.
Oh, wow.
So that I am that person, like, in the baggage, being like, get out of my bags are coming out first. I'm a jerk.
No.
But, okay, so, I don't know. Do you fly often or now
I
for
mean,
with
recently,
this experience you probably
yeah.
have?
Oh, my gosh. Never okay. before did I really until now.
Okay.
But I want you to start, though.
Okay. Can you not stand on the left side of the escalator when it's the walking traffic side?
Oh, my gosh.
I am like, go, go, go in an airport. And I, even if it's like the craziest, longest escalator, I'm using that as my workout for the day. So
yeah.
I'm like working the glutes and I like get up that escalator as quickly as I can. So when somebody's in my way, I'm like, you're ruining my workout.
Wait, what about the one that's not an escalator, but it's just a
yeah.
human ramp?
Yeah.
That kind of just moves?
Get out, stand
Do you walk
on
that.
Oh, yeah.
See. This is where it gets awkward because I'm the one that just uses that to not
No, that's
move.
Fine. Just as long as you stay on the right side.
Okay, right side. Gotcha.
No, absolutely. I'm all about just if I have time, I'll stand there. I'm like, ooh, this is fun. I feel like I'm on the Jetsons.
Yeah.
But you need to use the right side and have the left open for the walkers.
Yes.
Okay? Go ahead.
All right. Man, I'm like blinking.
That's okay.
Can you not? Okay, got it. This is a pretty obvious one. But can you not sit with your elbow
yeah, on both
on the thing
yeah.
in my side.
Yeah. Yeah. Why everyone does that too?
Like who sits like this?
Do you sit yeah,
no
do you
one
sit
can
with
see what
your
we're doing right
I know.
Now, it's like
the chicken arms.
Wing.
And the elbows are out on both sides. I'm like, you don't sit like that at home. Why are
All
you doing it
sudden,
on an airport?
Everyone starts
and they're like trying to like claim their
yeah.
armrest.
Oh yeah, it's all about the claim.
Yeah. I'm like, get out of here. Bow nudges. Like, ill.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that drives me nuts,
yeah.
actually. And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like they know they're being assholes, too. Like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's like when I walk through Times Square in New York, I walk with my elbows out sometimes because I'm like, get the hell out of my
yeah,
way.
Yeah, don't anyone come into me. Don't touch me.
And I'm probably like on people's can you not list. what was my other one? Oh, this one's directed towards myself. Caitlin. Can you not pick the slowest line to go through security every time? Every time I pick this, I'm like looking at all these lineups and I study them. I'm like, okay, that one's got a lot of kids, so it's going to take a long time.
Right.
This one's got like, you can tell the people are hustling. They know how to get through security
yeah.
line. I'll pick what I think is the right line every time. It's the slowest line.
Yeah.
Every time. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
How do I do that?
It was fast until you picked it and then someone passed out and now they've got like a medic.
Yep.
And
every
it's
time.
Blocked off.
Yep. Every time someone pulls out a snack,
yeah,
they have to finish it before they go through. A water bottle.
Crackers.
Yeah, yeah. They forget they have a laptop, and then they have to stop and go through. Like,
oh,
every time
gosh.
Something happens to my line where it's slow. Continue.
I got one.
Okay.
But this might need help wording it.
Okay.
Can you not wear, wait.
Shoes?
Can you not wear socks when you have to take your shoes off? Wait, how much?
No, I totally know
people
what you mean.
People who are barefoot.
Yes.
And then they take off their sneaker.
Yeah.
Put it in the bin and they're standing on the floor
with bare feet. Yeah. I did it once and I'll never do it again. But I didn't mean to because I had flip flops on.
Yeah. You didn't think about it.
I didn't think about it. And I was like, this is disgusting.
I cannot imagine my barefoot touching the floor.
It's pretty much like going into a bathroom, like a public bathroom.
A public restroom. A gas station restroom.
Oh, my medicine's wearing off. Can you not talk on speakerphone at the gate, on the plane, at baggage claim? I hate when people are on speakerphone around other people and they think they're cool, like talking business.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we get it. You're a businessman.
Yeah, like what really are you deciding right now?
That's the same thing with like, can you not businessmen who are in first class or like business class?
Yeah.
And I'm standing there to like board the priority boarding because I have so many points. And they're like, excuse me. And they walk through with a briefcase and then I'm like, yeah, see you in first class, buddy. Just because I'm in sweats and have a little bit of a buzz on and look 20 doesn't mean I don't fly business class.
Right?
Dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Can you not?
I got one. Can you not pass out the snacks only when I'm asleep?
Yeah. Why do they do
that?
It's
like they watch and they wait for
me
to nod off and then they pass out the snacks.
I actually agree. And one time, this was my one bad experience with Delta. There's this lady who is clearly having a bad day.
Okay.
And I fell asleep so quickly. I was so tired. She came around with snacks. Then I woke up and I asked her, I was like, excuse me, could I please have the snack tray that you brought around? And she was like, well, I brought it around earlier, but you were sleeping. And I'm like, excuse you? Yes, I was. I have had 0 hours of sleep. Like, I fell asleep. This is customer service. That's the business you're in, by the way.
Yeah, she actually is just not allowed to say that.
And then I was like, and then I went, okay, you know what? Don't worry about it. I don't need a snack then. And she's like, well, no, I'll get it for you. And I'm like, no, I didn't mean to upset you. Like, I like to do the passive aggressive.
Oh,
like, no, I'm sorry that my simple question really upset you.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't need a snack that badly. And then she feels all bad. But I'm like, ugh, can you not? Do you have any more? I got one. Can you not fart on the plane?
Oh, gosh.
Like, what?
Yeah.
We're all grown-ups here. Hold it in.
I'm not at your level yet.
Yeah. Oh.
So I'm still in the back of the plane.
Oh. Where they travel
to. Others. And, yeah.
The others. Hey, sometimes I do sit in the back of the plane. I don't always get bumped up.
Okay. Well, this time it was like the biggest plane I think I've ever been on.
Yeah.
Very back. So much body heat.
Ugh. Oh.
Just
hot,
I would describe the air as hot toots.
I'm going to throw up. Ugh, I hate that word. Oh, my God.
Hot garbage toots.
ew.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, how come we can't all be adults here?
Yeah, it was like the air was damp.
Oh, moist, hot,
moist
toot air.
It doesn't get any worse than that.
Those are the worst.
That might be the grossest sentence that's ever come out of my mouth ever. Oh, I'm feeling a little nauseous. Can we not? That's gross. Okay, do you have any more?
Well, just to tag off that, like the people who want their air spigots on full blast, but not pointed at them, pointed at me.
Yeah.
In my eye.
Yeah. Can you not? Like, that is actually so true. And I hate it. I love being toasty on planes.
Yeah. Well, but I also understand because those blast so strong that if you have it pointed, like it's like creating something on the top of your head. It's drilling in to your brain. So you're kind of just like, okay, yeah, I don't
aggressive.
Want it there, but I want it kind of next to me so I can feel it.
Yeah, but don't put it on someone else.
But don't, where else is it going to go? It goes on your neighbor.
That's true. I never have those things on. I love being toasty.
Oh, yeah.
Sean gets so annoyed because I always want to be warm and he always wants cold air.
Yeah, I'm the cold. I need the cold.
I'm a weirdo like that. What was my... Oh, can you not clap when the plane lands?
Do people still do that?
Yes, people do it. It drives me nuts. People clap at the end of movies or people who clap when the plane lands. Like, imagine finding your soulmate and then realizing that they clap on the plane when it lands. It's a deal breaker for me.
Wait, like, I do clap at the end of a movie, but only if it's really good.
Like, okay, what movie?
I don't do it loud enough to where other people join in. I just kind of go like...
To yourself, you're like, bravo.
Which makes me realize, why do I do that?
I actually really like that. That's like, you're like, good. I like
good
that.
Film.
Great movie.
Great work.
I shall see this again.
I don't recommend it. I don't know why. I just clap softly.
Okay, well, as long as you're not like, woo!
Yeah, like the guy who's like,
yeah. Yeah, like doing the whoo, 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 whoo. Yeah, yeah. Like, don't do that. But why, what movie would you give a clap to at the end?
I'm trying to think what we saw recently. I don't go to the movies too much. I actually have a thing about the movies. I'm like one of those people. I just don't understand paying like an arm and a leg seems like it doesn't even cut it. Like paying half your body.
Yeah.
And it's like it's $20, let's be honest. By the time you get what makes you feel good being at the movies, it's over $20.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there and up until lately, it's like a seat that doesn't really recline. You're kind of like, I never watch movies like this.
Yeah, no.
Who watches something like
that?
It's like, I want to be in the full...
Yeah, and you can get like the projection screens at your house.
Well, yeah, and Netflix. Everything's on there.
You're so right. I don't remember the last time I've ever gone to a movie.
It's not like there's a human out there who's seen every old movie and like needs to see the new ones. Mm-mm. Like there's so much to choose from.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's $7 a month or whatever.
But have you ever been to a VIP movie theater?
No.
They have them. They don't have one in Nashville yet. I looked it up. They are like Lazy Boy recliners with servers who bring you wine and food.
Wow.
And it's like a whole other experience that I totally would pay for.
I would totally justify paying for that.
Yes, but I understand your side of it because I don't remember the last time I got to the last time I went to a movie was Beauty and the Beast 3D in a VIP theater with Sean, and it was the only time we've ever gone to a movie together.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. But it was quite the experience. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah.
But only the VIP way.
No, yeah.
Fabletics, fashionable premium activewear at a great value, co-founded by Kate Hudson. They deliver on performance level so you can get the most out of your workout, but so cute that you can actually wear them anywhere, like from bar to brunch. They've got you covered. Sizes range from extra, extra small to 3X and in petite, regular, and tall lengths. If you become a VIP member, you'll get 40 to 50% off retail prices, exclusive access to deals from fitness and wellness partners, and rewards points for free stuff. Every month, Fabletics releases cool new styles, and you can go on the website, check it out, decide if you want to buy something, and if not, hey, no sweat. Skip the month and pay nothing. I'm in love with the high-waisted mesh power hold leggings, high-waisted all day every day, and some styles sell out super quick. So if you see something you love this month, it's the time to snap it up. Go to fabletics.com/vine to get two pairs of their amazing leggings for just $24 when you become a VIP member. Seriously, these are some of the world's best leggings, $99 value, and you'll get two for only $24 when you join. fabletics.com/vine. Okay, this is my last can you not.
Okay.
Although I don't mind a good airport buzz, can you not be a drunk loser on the plane?
Oh, wow.
And like start the small talk with me and be like, so, headed out or headed home? I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, I hate small talk.
Yeah.
And that, like, it's always so typical. Oh, you flying home or where are you from? I'm like, why does it matter? Unless you're like a sweet old man sitting next to me with like really great stories about life.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't be the drunk loser next to me just being like, and then keep ordering your drinks and getting drunker and just asking me more stupid questions.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I do like, it just depends on the day for me. Like I used to get, when I first started flying, my boyfriend can totally like validate this, but I would be like, oh my gosh, babe, like I just sat on a plane for 4 hours and the person did not talk to me one time. And he was like, yeah? And I was like, I don't know if I did something wrong. Like I thought I did something wrong that this person did not like me to talk to me. Now, nothing. I speak to no one.
Yeah.
I am that man.
That was me when I first, I am that man too. That was me when I first started flying. Yeah. I was like, oh, I met the nicest person on the plane today. Yeah. And now I'm like, don't talk to me.
I mean, like, literally one time I went on a trip. I was so nervous. It was, like, my first time flying. This was, like, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And it was by myself, first time flying. Mm-hmm. And the first guy I sat next to was a preacher.
Yeah.
And then the second guy I sat next to was the pilot of the flight that was going to be after that one. So I felt so secure. We talked about the mechanics of the plane. I was like, I know everything I need to know. I got my soul right with the preacher. It was great.
Yeah.
And then it's like the next flight, the one that someone didn't talk to me. And so my expectations were really high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I had like such a great experience. I thought everyone was like that at the airport. Like just ready to just like dive into a great friendship.
And then you learned a tough lesson.
Like I added them both on Facebook.
The devil.
Like they still keep up with me on Facebook.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. They must be so proud of you.
Yeah.
You're playing friends. That's so cute. Is it so crazy to have like fans now and yes. people like wanting to know like where you got your clothes or what music you really like Absolutely. Or who inspires you and just following your life? Like, what's the craziest thing a fan's ever said to you?
I mean, I think the craziest thing like that's ever happened was when we were here Christmas
me shopping. Telling you I want you to sing me to sleep.
Actually, this is the wildest shit
yeah.
I've ever done.
You're actually pretty weird.
No,
Taylor.
But like we walked into like a store and these girls, they were so sweet, but they were literally weeping.
Oh my gosh.
They were crying. And it was like the coolest, but like when I say weird, I mean it in the best way. Like,
yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
like who am I that like this
like
would
out of
actually,
body experience?
Yeah.
yeah,
and I was just like literally looking for a sweater for my boyfriend's dad, oh. and I was like, "This is the most normal act I've ever done," and then like abnormal people
situation, yeah.
But then to top that, the weirdest thing that's happened on like social media is someone asked for a picture of my feet.
Oh yeah. Buckle up. There's lots of those. That's like the weirdest thing for me to. I get. Sean laughs at this. He thinks it's the funniest thing in the world that people want to see my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of the creepiest people hide on Twitter and they're like feet lovers.
Yes.
It's so bizarre.
Because the tweet was like, are your feet ticklish? But the little picture was a foot with like spread toes.
No.
That was like the picture. The little avatar or whatever. Avi?
I don't know what they are.
I don't know. The little circle picture.
Why?
I don't know. And then all my friends on the show were like, don't respond. And I was like,
I
gotta know.
All the time.
So I was like, yeah, why? And then they were like, can I see them? And I was like, no.
You should just send them. Here you go.
I should. Joking, the big joke is that I actually have the longest toes in the entire world.
Oh. Like, well, then maybe that'll like send them off.
Maybe it'll stop this.
Or maybe he likes long toes.
I know. You never know. What's your type?
Yeah. Type. Oh my
like
god!
Short and stubby.
Are you a long toe kind of guy?
Yeah.
Obviously, he likes ticklish toes.
Yeah.
Okay. We've gotten that far with Toe Man. Oh, what a toe weirdo. Toe Man. Okay, I'm trying to find questions because I'm like speaking of fans. Let's get to the questions from them. People are really sweet. They really love you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So, I'm trying to find my questions. Okay. Questions for you. What was it like? Oh, we've already pretty much asked. What was it like working with Blake? And do you think you'll stay in touch? That Delaney I always put your name. Fujat.
Working with Blake was rad. He is so cool. Like just like a big brother. Just an awesome guy to be around. And we do still talk. And he has told me anything I need from him. Doesn't want anything in return. Just to know that
beauty.
I'm in good hands.
What
yeah.
a beauty, Justine. Amor says, where does her fashion sense come from? You're so rocker chic.
Wow. Thank you. Basically, so before the show, I worked at a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have a lot of money. And I was a musician in Nashville. So yeah. I was double. Didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
And so I would thrift pretty much like everything I own. But I would always look for like really kind of like weird vintage pieces
mm-hmm.
and then mix them with modern basics. So I think sometimes people like only wear vintage
yeah.
and it's a little much.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, all right, it's 2018.
We get it. We
you know
get
what
it.
I mean? So yeah, we get it. You're born in the wrong decade. But, like, it's like honestly a little bit too much for me personally. But then also I've never really connected to like only what's on trend right now.
Yeah.
I always want to kind of be like anticipating the next move
yeah.
and also like looking back, which is the same idea with my music. So it
I
all
love
kind of
that.
Yeah, it all kind of goes together. And I think the only reason it comes across as rock is because of the like the person that I am.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because if you put this on someone else, it would look like a different look. You
They'd
know
be
what
like,
I mean?
Caitlin, you look a little homeless.
I know. I got this. Literally bought this Chinese shirt in Chinatown.
I was like, looking at that under.
Shop.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Though.
I was like, okay. And the necklaces.
It's so cool. I always just like I'm in awe of people with style because I like will just wear whatever people send me. Like I'm like
honestly though, if they start sending me stuff, same.
Yeah, I'm just like whatever. Like I had no style before people started sending me clothes. Now I still question my style, but other people say I have some, but I don't get it.
All that matters is that you feel 100% great in what you're wearing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It does not matter because there's days where I feel like doing this and then there's days where I'm literally wearing a hoodie, flannel.
Oh, yeah. That's
my, like, boyfriend's pants. And I'm like, I don't care that's about anything.
Yeah. And then that's when I feel the sexiest. I've talked about this before. I feel so sexy when I'm in, like, disgusting clothes, but feel comfy. Because I'm like, man, my confidence level right now is filled.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what I'm wearing right now says a lot about my confidence. you were in, so you worked at a coffee shop before all this.
Yeah.
I was in the elevator business.
Oh.
Really had its ups and downs.
I need a pun ready. I need a joke ready for mine. Wow. Really had its ups and downs.
Wow, I am a loser. A funny loser, though.
Oh, wait. I have a little joke.
Okay.
I say when someone says, how much has your life changed? Or, you know, what's different? I'm like, oh, well, the only questions I was being asked was, do you want your drink or can I get it hot or iced?
Yeah.
Like something like that. Or like, what do you want in your caramel macchiato?
You're like, isn't that funny when people are like, how's your life changed? You're like, in every way possible.
I'm like, do I start? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you have a few hours?
I'm literally talking to you. This is my job.
Yeah. You know who I am. Everything has changed.
You care to talk to me.
Yeah. So wild. Anna Alicia Villa. Oh, this girl's trying to throw me off. I swear she made up this account just to screw with me. Anna Alicia Villanueva.
Oh.
Mm. I don't know what that is. Anyways, I apologize about butchering your name, but she would like to know, are there any fun or devious behind-the-scenes stories you can tell us?
Fun or devious behind-the-scenes
stories? Yeah, Adam's a douche-a-louche. Just kidding.
Oh, man. Funny behind the scenes. Well, this is kind of a fun story. One of the rehearsals that we had for whenever me and Blake had to sing our song together, Gwen showed up. She also followed me on Instagram.
No.
Yes. Wow. And I literally screamed at the top of my lungs and just threw my phone across the room.
Gwen,
I just screamed and threw
it.
It
was like my 90s girl crush.
Are you kidding me?
She still is my girl crush.
Literally, she is everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, whoa. And then I saw her and I was like, double whoa.
Yeah.
And then I literally didn't know what to say. So I was like, hey, I was like, when you followed me on Instagram, I screamed at the top of my lungs. And she was like, cool. And then she was like, I got to support Blake's girl. And I was like, thanks. And then she was like, I don't know you too well, but I really want Blakey to win. And I was like, girl, aww. I want your Blakey to win too.
Yeah, I know. I am on the same page.
I was like, let's bring it home.
Yeah, let's do the damn thing.
So that was just like a fun little, like, had no idea. Like, they just walked in together and I was like, my parents. Like, literally, like.
My parents. One day you're working at a coffee shop, the next, Gwen Stefani's following you on Instagram.
Like, what?
Yeah.
They're just two of the most beautiful people. Like, they're just, like, so kind and so cool. I just want to watch them from a distance, but not in a creepy way.
But I kind of do want to watch in a creepy way because I'm like, I would be very interested to watch
like
them.
Yeah, like, just to see, like, they should have a show or something.
They
That'd
should.
Be interesting.
Yeah, they should. That's a good idea, actually. This girl is very big fan of you. I think you're her photo. Alicia K. Reed. She asks like 20 questions, but I liked this question because I'm curious too. What was the first concert you ever went to?
First concert was, oh wow, it was the Cheetah Girls.
Oh, the Cheetah Girls.
You know, like the Disney movie?
No.
What? You don't know the Cheetah Girls?
I'm old.
No. No, you're not old. So the Cheetah Girls was like a Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah.
Raven Simone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
She was the leader of the Cheetah Girls. And they formed like a girl group. And then it was like one of those things that crossed over and was like actually successful in music. And they like went on a tour. They played at Bridgestone.
Really?
And this was like when I was way younger.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I was like, I feel like I was like 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was raised super conservative. My parents are, you know, awesome, like devout Christian people.
Yeah.
So I was raised in a very sheltered lifestyle. So I was not going to like rock shows.
Right.
Like that was not my childhood. I didn't have like, oh, like records and stuff. Like this was a recent thing. So yeah, my first concert was lame. Cheetah Girls.
That's funny. My first concert, actually, speaking of Gwen, was her ex-husband, Gavin Rosdale, Bush ex.
Wow.
Was my first concert I ever went to. And then NSYNC was my second.
Wow.
Two great ones, though.
NSYNC? That's crazy.
I loved 90s grunge. I always have, and I still do.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love country. I also love rap. I also love gangster rap. I also love rock and roll.
Yes.
But I loved Bush. Okay. Raymond Haynes wants to know, with all the excitement and endless tweets, etc., it must seem like a whirlwind. What do you do to help yourself stay grounded?
So truthfully, like in the beginning, it was way more
realistic to be able to, like, respond to everyone and, like, engage. Mm-hmm. So I promised myself I would do that while I still could. And then towards the, like, last 2 weeks of the show is when it really started to, like, pop off.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, like, an hour or two into, like, the scroll of, like, favoriting and,
yeah,
like,
the
replying,
scroll becomes real.
I, like, would start to feel weird. I mm-hmm. would just be like, am I real? Like, this yeah. is, like, not real contact. It's, like, this fake, like, thing.
It's not tangible. It's like, empty.
Yeah, kind of. And then even when I was liking, I knew that it would mean something to that person. But I felt like it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
They were doing so much. They were, like, taking the time to, like, tweet so much. And then I was just, like, liking it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I don't have the time. I really don't. Like, I wish I did.
I know, because you want to.
But at the same time, I don't, because I don't want to stop working.
I know, exactly. It's a hard balance.
Yeah.
And people will give other people a hard time for that and be like, oh, are you too famous now? And, oh, you didn't. And it's like, you know what? I'm actually just trying to stay grounded.
Yeah.
And stay myself and not be all over social media and on my phone at all times. I also loved, I read an article of, I'm blanking on her name right now. She's so lovely. She's such a great actress. She's on, oh gosh, what, 5-year engagement. What else is she in? Help me out here. I can't remember. Anyways,
okay.
Actually, I'll just find it. She did a article about why she doesn't take selfies with fans anymore. And Emily Blunt. I love her. And
wow.
I love her, but I couldn't remember her name. But she was saying, like, you know, I've become only a reason for people to get social media likes. Like, that's only why you want to take a picture with me. So I'm not going to take a picture with you, but I would love to shake your hand and meet you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, which I love, because I'm like, do you even care about, like, how I'm doing today? Or do you just want a selfie for your Instagram to get more likes? Like, I just, that's become a weird thing in the social media world. Anyways, my mom is a huge fan of you.
Wow.
They pop popcorn. They watch The Voice all the time. They get in pools with people. They picked you.
Wow.
Yes. Big, big fan. She was so excited that I was going to be podcasting with you today. So she wanted to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
My mom's a hoot. You'd love her. Okay. Yep. They picked you to win. Do-do-do. She's writing a lot, as she usually does. huge fans. Questions. Okay. What do you do to save your voice?
So
on steroids,
the show,
mom.
Yeah, on the show, it was a lot of throat coat with a lot of honey, and then also just the Ricola non-sweetened cough drops. Because the thing about water is that it's really good, but it's not enough. You need something that's actually coating.
That's what my voice coach says. Lay's potato chips.
Oh, okay. Are you ready for this story?
Yeah.
So my dad's like, do you want a care package? I'm like, yeah, sure. He's like, what do you want in it? I'm like, oh, throat coat and Lay's potato chips. So I get this ginormous box, right? And I'm like, oh, what is this? Open it up. It's got to be 200 bags of Lay's potato chips. I was like, what kind of joke is this, Dad? Because first off, it's cruel because I can't bring them home. There's no way I can bring those home. So I just left them in the hotel room. I ate maybe like 10 bags. They're like the
amazing
small, like,
snack
size.
Yeah.
So I would eat one like before I had to do anything. But yeah, Lay's are so
good.
They
do help, right?
Oh, yeah. You need the grease.
The grease. Yeah. So grease and honey.
Yep.
Okay. Are you still friends with any of the other contestants? Yes, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You make, like, great friends out of the shows.
Oh, yeah,
shows.
Like, lifelong friends.
Absolutely.
Like, hopefully I'm going to be recording or doing something or writing with Red, which I'm really excited about.
That's amazing. And, oh, you already answered this. Did you meet Gwen? Yes. Are you still with your band, or are you going solo now?
I was in a band, but that was in, like, 2013.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're not together
anymore. Try and keep up, Mom.
Yeah, it's...
And which style or color car did you pick? She wants to know.
So the truth of the matter is that the car winning was more like the money for the car.
Yeah.
And we just get to pick it on our own time. So we're still
waiting. You get to pick a car?
Yeah.
That's part of...
We won, the top four won a Toyota.
I didn't know that.
Car. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
crazy.
They gave us keys, like, on the show, but we didn't actually get the car, like, right then.
Oh.
We just got the act of giving the key. And then we had to, like, give the key back. And then, like, they were like, yeah, you'll pick out your car later.
Really? Really?
Cool. Yeah. So that's, like, in the works right now.
That's so great. Wow. I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe I did and I just forgot.
It's a nice little sweet treat.
This
little bonus.
This is a question from me.
Okay.
If you lost your voice completely.
Yes.
Just for like a day, and you had to borrow anyone else in the world's voice, whose voice would you borrow?
Wow. Okay, I'm going to cheat and say... I'm going to cheat and say Kim Carnes, because I've been told I sound like her. That was Betty Davis' eyes. Yeah. And I feel like I could just keep doing what I'm doing if I stole her voice. But if I wanted to be really fun and different, I would say Cardi B.
Yeah.
I want to do all the like, all the things she does. All the noises. I can't even do them, but they're amazing.
That's so funny. I'd be like Sarah Bareilles and Beyonce with a little bit of Chloe.
Wow. Oh, that would be a beautiful voice. Yeah. Just the Sarah Bareilles and Beyonce milk and honey.
Yeah.
You know? Wow.
Yeah. And then a little edge.
Yeah, a little grit.
A little grit. So I always end my podcast now with a joke.
Okay.
And I think you know where this is going with my elevator business humor. What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
I've got no idea.
Roberto. Good, right?
Wow, I've actually never heard that one.
Really?
I've never heard of that.
Wow.
I love that joke.
Oh, well, you can recycle it. You can. Yeah. Wow, thank you. Yep. I appreciate that. Thank you for your honesty. And do you have a joke for me? You don't have to. I just put you on the spot.
I don't have one.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. I always love having like powerful females and like inspiring badass women on my podcast. So you fit the mold.
Well, takes one to know one.
Thanks. Thanks again. I like this friendship. But yeah, thank you so much for taking time to come here, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
You are going to slay this world. You are. This
Never
is just the
ready.
Beginning. Yeah. And you're ready. I really believe you're ready, which is crazy because you're young. You have so much like to like learn and grow into, and you're already in such a good place.
Which is so exciting. Oh, I literally never want to stop learning. That gets me like excited.
You're where you're supposed to be, and in the right industry, and I'm just so excited for you.
Thank you so much.
But I'd still like to know how you make an Americano. Like
just shots of espresso and water.
Yeah, but people make shitty ones sometimes.
How do they do it? How do you mess that one up?
Exactly. That's my go-to drink. It's so simple and people mess it up. Anyways, if you guys don't want to miss an episode, you can download the Podcast One app, podcastone.com, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and review just so I know you love me. And I'm Caitlin Bristow, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
So if you are like me, in the same position right now, and you're looking to buy a car, you are probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? The same goes for invoice, list price, and dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories, before you even get to the dealership. True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars like the one you want, all from the comfort of your own home. And how do you know if your True Car price is a great price? Because True Car shows you what the other people paid for that same car that you want. And your certified dealers know this so that they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new car or used, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Again, I'm in the same position with you guys. I'm trying to find a car right now.
Okay, you know, I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends, because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit, trust me. You do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops, and it's spring. So, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses, and you can show off your spring style with brand names, sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money.